I think the most important text, or let me say it this way, the text where I've found the most traction is Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 to 27. And he says these words, "Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish." The key words there, that Jesus cleanses her by the washing of the water and the word. So that baptism is a work of Jesus to cleanse, to sanctify, to forgive his holy Christian church. For those who are confused about the Lutheran doctrine of baptism, why we think it's so important, why we baptize babies, why we think it forgives sins as a means of grace and so forth, this is the key to understanding it, and that is that baptism is the work of Jesus. If we think that baptism is a human work, an ordinance, our first act of obedience or whatever, then surely that will, by definition, exclude the grace of God, the kindness of God, the forgiveness of sins. After all, we know we're saved by grace through faith, not by works. But when we understand baptism as God's work, as Christ's work towards the church, now at least the possibility of baptism delivering all these great gifts that we talk about all the time begins to open itself up. Who baptizes? Who is the one who's doing the work? And this text gives us the great comfort that the one who does the work is Christ Jesus himself.